This one's an odd one. Comes to us from Manitoba, where the parents of a 14-year-old who learned that she was starting to have sex. Now, they're 14-year-old. The parents are 60 and 54. That might imply that they're a little old school. But is 14 too old to spank? I would say yeah. But is 14 too... But here's the other question. If you say yes... Does it mean that it's not up to the parents to decide? I mean, I have a problem with hearing that a 14-year-old's getting spanked. Seems a little too old. But shouldn't the parent be able to decide? That is what we will decide this half hour here on News Talk 1010. It happened January the 15th, 2008. The judge found them guilty of a lesser offense after they were charged with assault with a weapon because they used a belt. The assault offense, he understood the parents were disciplining the girl, the judge says, according to their religious beliefs, but did not find that here in Canada that was acceptable. Spare the rod, spoil the child is not a byword of the discipline of children in this country in 2010. That's what the judge has said. I have a huge problem with this. My problem is I do not think that the law belongs in the homes of families right across this country. As much as I might think that that's too much. Now, the Supreme Court in this country deemed that, and this I think was back in 2004, that you can't spank any child under the age of 2 and over the age of 12. This kid is 14 years of age. And again, I don't think that the courts have any place. There's real abuse. And then there's this kind of, you want to call it abuse, I want to call it discipline. Because that's exactly what it is. It's discipline. There's nothing here, and people want to cloud that issue and make it more of a gray issue and say that any physical contact between a parent and the child is abuse. There's discipline, then there's abuse. This doesn't qualify as abuse. Jordan Ryack joins us right now. He's the executive director of Parents and Teachers Against Violence in Education. NoSpank.net is his website. Jordan, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
I guess you like the fact that this judge has found these two parents, age 60 and 54, guilty, sentencing them to 10 days in jail and a $500 fine.
Well, I think that every person deserves the same protection under law. There should be no exceptions, and people who are the most vulnerable, children, should have better protection, not less protection. Look, if I assaulted you with a belt, I'd be arrested within minutes, and I'd be doing jail time. For a parent to do the same thing to a child and say that it's okay, I don't agree with that, and the courts of Canada don't agree with it either.
The stance that you have, I guess, makes it so we can't have a discussion if you want any kind of physical contact to be known as an assault or abuse. We can't have a discussion
and
recognize.
No, you're playing word games. Any kind of a physical contact. Look, if I reach out and we shake hands, that's a physical contact. That's very different than if one person hits the other with a leather belt.
So... you don't recognize, obviously, any sort of physical punishment as being anything but abuse.
That's right. Yes, it's a violation of the standard protection in most civilized countries against assault and battery. And there are already 31 countries that specifically have given children the same protection under law that everyone else has. Protection. They have closed spankers' legal loophole. They said that assault and battery is the same whether you do it to somebody who's 20 or somebody who's 2.
Now, I could light up the phone lines right now like a Christmas tree with people who would suggest that they were spanked when they were younger and they've grown up to be fine, contributing members of society.
Yes, I hear the "I turned out okay" example used all the time. Let me give you a few examples of how I turned out. In my house, as a child, there were ashtrays in every room. My parents both smoked. Most adult visitors came to the house, smoked. There was always the smell of tobacco smoke in my house. There was probably not one day in my early life that I wasn't exposed to tobacco smoke, and I turned out okay. Does that make it okay? No, we don't do those things anymore. There were no seat belts in our car. I never wore a helmet when I rode my bicycle, and I turned out okay. We've learned. We do things wiser now, presumably, and the fact that you've turned out okay is not proof that the practice is a good one.
Okay. There are parenting, I don't want to call it a parenting technique, but I do not feel that the law belongs in the homes telling people how they should raise their kids.
Well, does the law belong in the homes telling husbands how they should treat their wives? Not long ago, this exact same argument was heard when husbands were charged with assault and battery against their wives. And then it wasn't you. They didn't call it assault and battery. They said it was loving chastisement of an errant wife. And husbands objected. The law has no business running my marriage. And in fact, wives even took a part of that argument. I remember there was a saying many years ago that it's if your husband beats you, it's proof that he loves you. Well, we've come away from that now. We know better.
Jordan Ryack
is with. The same applies to children.
Out of Alberta, because of religious reasons, they are Christian, and this couple who are in their 60s, one of them, the other one is 54, the wife, they spanked their daughter. The daughter even admitted that it didn't hurt that much, but told people at the school the next day, and the next thing you know, the police are involved, and these parents fined $500 and 10 days in jail for spanking their daughter. And Jordan Ryack with us from NoSpank.net. Jordan, they would think that they're doing it for the right corrective reasons and doing it out of love. There's a difference between, again, and I guess we get caught up in, well, I get caught up in words, the definition of any physical contact to you is abuse, and I would say that's wrong.
Well, you know, again, we're back to any physical contact. No, not any physical contact is abuse. But being assaulted with a weapon is abuse. It's an assault and battery. It's a serious crime in most of the developed world. Husbands can't do it to wives. Employers can't do it to employees. If my neighbor's lawn sprinkler puts spots on my car and I go next door and I discipline him, he calls 911 and I'm arrested for assault and battery. We can't hit each other. We shouldn't be hitting children.
Jail isn't
and if this parent, if these parents are serious about wanting to teach their daughter the dangers of early sexual activity, they have slammed the door to any useful communication between themselves and their daughter.
But
I mean,
jail is not the place for a parent who, out of love, and as much as you want to make abuse and somebody who's punching and hitting their kids and all this kind of stuff the same as this spanking that apparently didn't even hurt this 15-year-old, jail's not the place for loving parents who might be misguided in the way they discipline.
Well, the law in Canada took the right step, I believe, and this sends a lesson to the general public. Don't beat your kids with a belt. Don't beat your kids, period. If you have an important lesson to teach your child about the dangers of early sex, then communicate civilly. You don't communicate by assaulting and battering. That's makes the child close down. The parent has probably lost a golden opportunity to really communicate with the child because of the choice they made.
Jordan, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
Jordan Ryack, who is the executive director of NoSpank.net.